This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And joining us now is BBC correspondent Sanjoy Manjumdar from Delhi in India. Welcome, Sanjoy.
Hello.
So tell us about the deal that was signed today or agreed to today between India and Russia.
Well, Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev is in Delhi for a three-day visit. And this morning he signed an agreement with the Indian government, effectively under which Russia will build for India four nuclear reactors. Now, these are power reactors. These are going to be built in the south of India, where Russia had already built a reactor several decades ago. And this has all been made possible following the agreement that was signed between India and the United States earlier this year, which was a civilian nuclear agreement under which India, which is not a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, is allowed to get access to nuclear technology and fuel. So it's a one-time exception has been made for India. And this is this has been ratified by the Nuclear Suppliers Group, which is a group of about 45 countries around the world which trade in nuclear technology. And a ban which was in place for India since it hadn't signed the NPT was lifted earlier this year.
And Sanjoy, is there any significance at all to the timing?
No, in the sense that I think an agreement was on the cards. It's the important thing is this is the first major agreement signed by India for nuclear commerce, if you like, since the agreement with Washington. Now, that agreement, of course, was finally sealed towards the very end of the George W. Bush tenure. It was almost one of the very last pieces of legislation that his administration saw through. And this is the first major agreement under that, under that deal. Besides that, no major significance in terms of timing. The Russian president was on a scheduled visit, and this was on top of his agenda.
And how important is this to India, clearly a country that has been growing rapidly in recent years?
Well, that's exactly the point. India has been growing rapidly in recent years. It's one of the fastest growing economies in the world. And the problem it's facing is that its infrastructure just hasn't been able to keep pace with its economic growth. And one of the key areas where it's very, very weak is power generation. India simply doesn't have enough power to feed its numerous industries. It's not unusual, for instance, for factories in many parts of India to have to make do with 12 to 15 hour power cuts, because of which they have to invest in diesel generators. So India is looking desperately for access to new technologies to generate power, and also clean technologies, because, of course, traditional thermal power stations are very polluting. Diesel generators are very polluting.
But what's the timeline on these, quickly, Sanjoy?
Well, it's going to take several years because clearly, they have to begin building it. There's a blueprint which has to be made. These aren't exactly going to be sort of cast and shipped across from Russia. So it's going to be several years before they're up and running.
Sanjoy Manjumdar, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. Sanjoy is a Delhi-based BBC correspondent.